We're very happy to welcome to our studios for the first time a trio from the Twin Cities. They are called Static Panic. Hey, welcome everyone.
Hello.
What's up?
Thanks for coming in today. And I know you were in Duluth this summer, I think, for the big block party, right?
Yeah, super big block party.
Was that your first time in Duluth?
Yeah, that was our first time playing in Duluth, for sure.
Nice. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, we loved the crowd. We loved the people. It was a really good turnout.
Must have been fun because you came back.
Certainly.
Well, we're excited to have you back in town tonight, and you're playing at the Red Herring tonight in Duluth. Mm-hmm. And that show starts at 9 o'clock with local band Mint Vintage. At 10 o'clock, it's another Twin Cities band, Early Eyes, and then Static Panic takes the stage at 11 o'clock. And I should mention it's an 18-plus show for people that... That are worried about not being able to get in. Well, if you're 18 or older, you certainly can. Well, let's get started with a song. You have you released an EP earlier this year. We'll talk about that a little bit. But why don't we have you start with a song first? And
sure.
Oh, well, I should introduce everybody first.
Yeah.
Or do you want to introduce yourself, Ro?
Sure.
Ro?
Yeah, my name is Ro. I'm on vocals and I do the production work and stuff and the doobly doos. Keston does the guitar and also vocals, and then Eli does the mad drum skills.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to kick off with here?
We're going to do one from the EP called The Crazy Thing. If I'm excellent, then you're nothing short of royalty. Every moment with you is simply delightful. What's that, baby? Ooh, again, you say? You blur me so well, dear. Now, don't be shy, babe. Get closer. This is your invitation to give me that sensation, babe. I can feel the pressure, a piece of time to chew. How do you tell this to me, baby? Yes, right there. Don't stop. Yeah. Woo.
That is Static Panic live from Studio A, and a tune from their EP that came out earlier this year, Chrome. And man, what fun. And Ro is wearing a Prince shirt, Purple Rain shirt. And I just, after hearing that tune, I don't think that should come as a surprise to anyone.
Hey.
You're all from Minnesota, right?
Correct.
So being from a younger generation, I'm curious, because I, of course, grew up with Prince because I'm old. What was your knowledge of him when you were growing up and his music?
To be honest, I really missed out.
Well, that's what I'm curious about.
I grew up with a lot of oldies, listening to a lot of oldies, but it was more like... a little more like Cool 108, like a lot of like 60s and 70s, so a little bit before Prince's uprising, so to speak. But then, you know, it's a shame because I actually started listening to him more and more just right before he passed, personally. But I don't know about you guys.
Purple Rain was kind of constantly blessed throughout the house. Were the family that I grew up in. So.
Mm-hmm. Your parents introduced you to it?
Yeah, my mom was really into it. Mm-hmm. I've got a weird network of friends and family who have worked with them and done a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've grown up just kind of being tossed into random things that kind of were in that circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of
connected.
He's
connected.
Not really.
You
really.
Got the hookup.
Not totally, but... Yeah, it's. I feel like if you play enough music in the cities, you're gonna meet someone who's worked with Prince.
That's fair.
Was planned for Prince.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Was a photographer for Prince. Everything like, kind of revolves around him. Still
did his laundry one time.
Yeah, exactly. No, I had a dude tell. Oh, actually, I had. I worked with a guy who replaced a bunch of carpet in his house. He was bragging about it.
Eli, any Prince stories to share back there?
I definitely grew up in a Prince-loving family, and I think everyone in Minneapolis, the more shows you play in Minneapolis, the more Prince stories you hear, and everyone's got their own Prince story.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is in a crowd scene in Purple Rain, which is kind of his...
Nice!
It's his Prince story. But yeah, definitely an influence.
Well, that's just kind of an aside, but let's talk about you and your music. And I think a couple of you met in high school. Is that right? Went to high school together?
Yeah, Keston and I met in... I met Eli just shortly after high school, but Keston and I went to high school and were in a band together.
We never went to the same high school at
that's
the same
true.
Time.
Oh. That's true. Yeah, no, we had members of your band that you were in at the time were going to high school at the same place, and here he comes with like the swoopy, like emo hair.
Yeah, I was listening to some angsty stuff. Yeah. Back in the day.
Well, and that's what I'm curious about. What? How does what you're doing now differ from what you were doing back then? What were you doing back in high school?
I'm not as angry. That's the biggest thing.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of basements and dinky where we're just playing like heavily distorted stuff. And. It was a lot of fun back then, but I got tired of being angry all the time, I guess.
Yeah, doesn't want to be angry. He wants to be sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I think you're in the right band. You're in the right band, then. Judging from that first song that we heard, I think you're in the right band. Did any of that kind of music carry over into what you do here? Like any element of it that we might be surprised by, or is it just you just kind of left that behind?
I think one of the things that really comes along is... I don't know. We were listening to a group called System of a Down way back in the day.
Which is way more rock-oriented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do have this kind of like, we don't care what you think. We're going to make ridiculous, crazy music, and people are going to enjoy it because it's actually good kind of thing.
We're going to make what
this
we want to make.
This kind of free-flowing kind of thing. So,
and they also have some very powerful harmonies, so that was also a big influence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. That's how things kind of... That you might not know just from listening to the music, but that you are influenced by something like that. Well, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think you've been together about 3 years. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years. It's crazy.
And how have you evolved as a band in that time?
I think one of the biggest things is, the evolution of our live show. We're still obviously in process, but something that has always been really big for us is implementing or creating more of an experience than just a show. It's less about like just going to see us as opposed to like being a part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's been at the forefront of a lot of when we put on a show. You know, we want to bring people into that into that space with us. I also feel like we're starting to get more and more of a sound. I think our first EP that we released was a little bit of a variety pack, if you will. There's a lot of different styles and influences, and I think we're starting to kind of glue them all together in a beautiful way.
And are you talking about Chrome, the one that you...
Okay. Yes, yeah. Chrome was had a ton of different influences. I mean, it had funk, it had, it had a little bit of pop, it had some, like, EDM, like, drops and heavy bass stuff, and I think we're starting to, like, kind of combine it all into one Static Panic, so to speak.
I'm assuming that was a while in the making then, because I think it just came out in May.
Yeah. The first 2 years we spent on that in my mom's basement.
Oh, yeah.
working on that. And, it started as a solo project. And then Keston heard a couple of songs that I was working on and really wanted to jump in. And then we started to, and Eli and I were in another band together, too. And we started to kind of come together and start, jamming and working on things together, and here we are.
Also, some of these songs have carried through from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're the only songwriter in the band. Am I right about that?
Correct. Yeah. Keston does a lot of the lyric writing, too.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And so do you collaborate a lot on writing songs?
Yeah. I usually, what ends up happening is he'll come up with a riff or two, or he'll, like, jam on something and then say, okay, now I want this to go for like 7 minutes straight. And I'm just like, that might not work on the radio super well. So maybe we should, give it structure.
I've got really bad organizational skills. They're all organization. I come up with a lot of ideas. I can't work on a laptop and just free flow and create stuff. I have to have an instrument in front of me. Been doing it for too long.
The exact opposite for me. I will sit there for 8 hours straight, double clicking in notes. I will do it.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Well, Ro, I think, but you actually have been doing music since you were a kid. Is that right? I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
So you did. You actually were doing non-computer stuff to begin with. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I started with like vocal and violin training.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Various choirs, and then eventually you started to kind of go into songwriting as the young youths, teenagers do, to woo pretty girls and then, try to make a career out of it. I think the next step for us is incorporating more live instruments for sure. Eli has been itching to be on a lot more of our recordings. For now, it's been mostly electronic drums because we don't really have the space for it or the money. But
yeah.
That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. Eli will be helping us out with the songwriting here shortly as well.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to do next?
What do you guys think? Should we do
Fluid?
All right. Cool. This song is called Fluid Funky Buttersweet. I'll leave a message at the sound of the beat.
Baby, you got me guessing, the tension's taking up. Honey, you've got me feeling so close. Feel that funky fever, keeping it on the low. Oh, you've got me losing control. Pull me close and taking everything I got. Baby, you know I won't ever stop. Cause every time I close my eyes, I feel your body rise.
something for those eyes.
But I like. Can't stop dancing, don't think. Can't stop on there to this beat. There's no pressure to this beat. Do it for me, but just sweet.
Yeah, I get up. Is this a breakdown? I get up. The way we let our worries go, feel the heat from head to toe, feeling how our bodies turn to gold, knowing the way love cannot fall.
That's Static Panic live from Studio A. And man, it's impossible to listen to your music without dancing. I'm chair dancing over here.
Thank you.
Well, and you were talking about the visual element to what you do, and I know you've worked with dancers, or how does that work, or choreographers or something? I have a vague notion of sure. There's some dancing involved somehow.
Oh, I'm taking hip hop classes. That's it.
Oh, that's it, huh? So yeah. So on stage, do you show off those moves on stage?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, fun. Okay, you're a little constrained here in the studio because you got chained to the headphones and stuff.
Take my butt, I guess.
But so, and is that something that you've enjoyed in bands? Is you know, the when there's a show, there's an element to it, more of an element to it, a visual element to it as well as.
I love when bands do that. Mm-hmm. I love when bands do that. This is the first time that I've ever had that ability to do that.
Can you think of any particular bands that you've seen that do that that you've enjoyed?
Gosh. Well, I mean, the biggest, honestly, the biggest one for me that like blew my mind was it was just an artist named Porter Robinson. He does he has like a big live element to what he does, but it's electronic, and that was what kind of baffled me, as well as the band Pendulum, because they started out as just DJs producing, but then like they started incorporating drums and guitar And then, you know, you see like some really big, like grandiose light shows happening in a lot of electronic music. And I'm like, man, what if like bands did more of that? I mean, like a couple of other bands that I've heard of doing that, like the 1975 or like, you know, like other ones that kind of incorporate this visceral element. I don't know. Keston, do you work at a, you know, like, tearing up and breaking down venues, you probably know.
Oh, you
than
do.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do a lot of weird things to eat.
You know, it's a musician's life.
Yeah, 100%. No, I think the biggest thing is that like we take, as humans, we take in like 90% of the information around us through our eyes. So if you captivate the eyes, you also captivate the ears. You kind of take over everything.
You captivate the mind.
Which, it's great when you got like $1,000, multi-$1,000 video boards and all that good stuff.
We don't have
but,
that.
But no, we just move around a bunch and have fun. And
yeah.
And
Kesson gets to be the sex language. Symbol.
Yeah, body language on stage does a lot more than people think.
Yeah. Nice. Well, and when you when a band is really having fun and into it, I think that adds so much to a show, for sure, for sure. And Keston, how about you? How long have you been doing music? When did you start?
I guess I started playing in groups when I was 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some more like Green Day, pop punk kind of stuff. And then it just got more, I don't know, more heavy, I guess you want to call it?
Yeah.
Just into different styles of heavy rock, prog, metal, hardcore, punk, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of faded away from that. Wanted to be Bon Iver and live in the woods for a while. And then kind of got on this weird jazz, R&B, funk thing. Mm-hmm. I listened to a bunch of George Benson. You wouldn't really be able to tell here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's complicated stuff. Mm-hmm. Like where you got to do like math and stuff to figure it out.
What about you, Eli?
Yeah, I've been playing music for most of my life. You know, I went to kind of a music-focused school when I was younger, so I grew up playing violin and doing choir and all that stuff, and then I started
I didn't
doing...
know you play violin.
Yeah, poorly.
Oh. I was like, hey, we should do that sometime.
You could have a song that incorporates your
beautiful.
Twin
beautiful.
Violin
Let's
skills.
Let's do it.
Right. And then, I started playing drums when I was probably 11 or so. Mm-hmm. And then, same thing. Joined a band, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 or so. And it was just kind of, I don't know, pop rock, whatever, easy stuff. And now craving a little more of a challenge, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The dude didn't hear that.
My former bandmates, would not be happy to hear that.
It's like talking about an ex. I'm looking for a little more affection. We have time for one more. So, cool. have you been able to do many shows and much touring or anything like that, or is that still in your future?
We've had a couple of tours that we were going to do that fell through. We put in our application for South By, so we'll see if anything comes of that. We got a couple of big gigs coming up at First Avenue Main Room, actually, in a month or two here. So,
have you done that before?
Never.
So this is a step.
This is a big step.
What's the date of that one again?
That is January 4th.
Nice.
Yes.
Why does that sound really wrong?
January. It's January 4th because we have the
All right. Cool. And it sounds like kind of. You've already moved on from the EP musically, and you're kind of working on new stuff. Are you thinking about a new recording already?
Do you want to play one of the new ones?
We could. I mean, we could play, you think, an SMS? Do we want to hit him with a new one?
I don't remember what that was, but no, it's fine.
Let's just stick with, I want to have we'll them hear him, you sing a little bit more.
We'll play him at our show tonight.
Yeah, if you want to hear some hot, new, spicy stuff, come to our show.
Hot tracks!
Hot tracks!
We got hot tracks.
All right, so what are you going to wrap up with here?
We're going to play a song that we have never released anywhere, but we play it live. So
it's secret. No one cares.
It's secret. Yeah, it's called Can't Keep My Love. It's one that... I wrote the whole instrumental too, and then Keston was like, "Yo, we're gonna make this shit better."
It was just sitting in the trash, like chilling out, not doing a thing, and I was like, "I like this." Pull up some Bieber stuff.
Yeah.
Throw a little bit of Weekend at the end.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Nice.
Yeah, a little pop. Mm-hmm. It's
nice.
Very poppy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
I can't tell the difference, still holding on to you. How'd we end up like this? Where did I find this truth? Conversations like this is all we ever do. And now we got to fight this, the odds we left turn blue. But the fact in this, I need to let you go. Cause knowing me, my life won't take its mold. I'm in love, my mind is too involved.
now the world is ready to take hold. Got me blinded. Chances running few. No, not this forever. I burn this time again. I can find the reason to let it run my head. No, your love has got me falling to my knees. Babe, you're something special. Your love's gonna set me free. But all I ever wanted was you lying next to me. But somehow I got lost. I need to let you go. 'Cause knowing me, my life won't take its mold. When I'm in love, my mind is too involved. And now the world is right here to take hold. I can't keep my love from you. Seem to let you go. I'm holding up, but I can't find your love. It's terrifying that you'd ask for mine. And even though it hurts, I'm forgiven. I can't keep my love from you.
That's Static Panic live from Studio A. And you mentioned harmonies earlier, and that is a really nice feature of this band, that you have two such talented singers. And
soon to be three.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
We're going to get Eli in on this.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah, so no surprise people in the band. Yeah, surprise! No. Yeah, once he can hear himself, we'll include him.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. And again, that is Static Panic, and they are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. And that was Ro and Keston and Eli. And the show starts at 9 with Mint Vintage. 10 o'clock is Early Eyes. 11 o'clock, Static Panic. It's an 18-plus show. And I should also mention that it is sponsored by KUMD's college radio programming, The Basement. So look for The Basement there. You'll probably have a chance to win prizes and things like that.
Go Bulldogs.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Chris Harwood, along with Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.